Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and in this second part of today's show, I will talk with Bobby D. She is a local country musician, and she also founded the nonprofit organization. It's called Country Music Appreciation. She will tell us about the organization and what it is all about. First, we will hear the song called County Line, and it's by High Valley.
Where the money runs out, that's where we begin. The right smack dab where the blacktop ends. Yeah, the field's got hay, hay's got barns. Barns got lawful watching them stars. Falling right out of the clear blue collar sky. Yeah, just a loving this life on the dirt roadside of the county line. Ain't rich, but we're doing all right. Got my honey on my arm, Jesus in my heart. Living like a lyric out of vision in the dark. Yeah, we work hard, live right. Tear it up on a Saturday night. On the dirt roadside of the county line. Dirt roadside of the county line. We like to keep a little mud on the tires. Country on the dial. Let the night roll on for a country mile. Round and round this town we go. Never going up, man, it never gets old. On the dirt roadside of the county line. Ain't rich, but we're doing all right. Got my honey on my arm, Jesus in my heart. Living like a lyric out of Fishing in the Dark. Yeah, we work hard, live right. Tear it up on a Saturday night. On the dirt roadside of the county line. Dirt roadside of the county line. Red light, rev it up, pocket full of paychecks. Spend it on your honey, cause she's money in a sundress. Laid back steering wheel, homegrown, keep it real. Never gonna leave it, cause I love the way it feels on the dirt.
My guest today in the second half of today's show is someone who has helped keep country music and community spirit alive right here in the townships. Bobby D. is the founder of the organization Country Music Appreciation. It's a group dedicated to celebrating and sharing country music. Each month, they host a lively hoedown at local community centers, most recently the Bulwer Community Center, where families can come together to enjoy music, dance, good company, and even a meal. It's all about connection, tradition, and keeping country music at the heart of our community. I'm delighted to have Bobby with me today to talk about her passion for country music, the success of these monthly gatherings, and what's next for Country Music Appreciation.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Bobby D. to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Bobby D., and you wear a lot of hats, actually. You're a musician, a band leader, and the founder of the nonprofit organization called Country Music Appreciation. Could you start by telling us what inspired you to create this organization?
Well, Country Music Appreciation, or CMA, was born from a really simple but powerful idea. And that's to bring back the timeless traditions that small towns were built on. Like I grew up in Fitch Bay, actually, with Saturday Night Dance. So families and neighbors would gather and share music and food and laughter. And all, you know, it all became some of my best memories in life, throughout life. You know, so I wanted to revive that spirit and to give families something wholesome that they could enjoy. And that builds memories that last a lifetime. Originally, CMA began as a showcase for some local musicians, something we called this Country Music Appreciation Jams. So that lasted about 4 years at Burst Falls once a month. And so because often bands were being hired from far away, mm-hmm. different provinces, even the state. While we had the most incredible talent right here in the Eastern Township. So I wanted to showcase, you know, our local musicians and give them recognition, how that came about. And this year with CMA Families Reborn out of necessity. So some folks were asking me about if the kids could come to the hoedowns. And that's when I realized we had a need for something a little bigger. And that's how the CMA Family Hoedown started, actually. Monthly gatherings designed not just for adults, but for the whole family. And this was our mission, to reunite families.
How does your passion as an artist connect with your work organizing community dances?
Alrighty. Performing with this incredible band, the Bill Hillies, I'm telling you, it goes hand in hand with the mission of CMA. Music has always been my passion, I guess, and sharing it live with such a powerful way to connect with people. You know, so when I'm on stage with the band, I see the grandparents and the parents and the kids all out on the dance floor together, and I know we're doing something really special. It's not just about the entertainment. It's about building memories.
Mm-hmm. True. Your mission, strengthening intergenerational connections, like you said, through the country music. Why do you feel music, and especially the country music, is such a powerful way to bring different generations together?
That's a good one. Country music is a storytelling, you know, so it speaks of life, love, you know, family traditions. It's music that, you know, grandparents were dancing to and that parents still love and kids are discovering fresh today, you know. So through line dancing, all kinds of country music.
Okay.
At our events, we see generations out there enjoying the same songs. That's the power of country music. It bridges the generations and gives everyone a reason to celebrate together.
So it's a great atmosphere, the intergenerational connection. And do you feel that the young people perhaps would get more interested in the country music by going to these events as children?
Absolutely. I just think, you know, so as far as an atmosphere, we aim for an atmosphere that's warm and welcoming and fun for everybody. So yeah, they all love it. It's about putting down the screens and the electronics, sharing a meal and getting out on the floor. Whether, you know, they're seasoned dancers or just tapping their feet. We see kids discovering live music for the first time, seniors reliving the Saturday night dances they grew up on, and families making brand new memories together. This is the heart of CMA. It's, so they're all enjoying it totally. It's just a brand new thing that I love because, of that. Like I said, I was raised on it. So, yeah, it's quite exciting for me. Alive, you know.
So. Okay, you were raised on it. The next big event, that's exciting, is coming up at the Bulwer Community Center on October 4th. What can people expect if they come out that afternoon?
Well, you know, there's something for everyone, and they can expect an afternoon packed with live country music, of course, with me and then the Bill Hillies, which are an incredible band. But there's dancing, there's raffles, there's kids' activities. We have something for everyone, like I said. We have a three-course meal, and it's truly a family-style atmosphere. The Bulwer Community Hall really comes alive with energy and laughter during the hoedown. It's more than just a show. It's a gathering where everyone feels like family, and that's the truth, you know.
Now, the admission is $15, and children 12 and under, that's free. Plus, there's a dinner option. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes. See, the admission is $15 for adults, and kids 12 and under are free. And we try to keep it affordable because we want families to come. We offer a homemade food and a dinner option so people can sit down and share a meal and enjoy music and the community spirit. You know? Every ticket, every meal, and every sponsorship go right back into keeping these traditions alive.
So that's a good question. So it's $15 for the entry fee for adults. And children are free for the entry fee?
Yes.
Okay. And the meal is $15, and the meal for children is how much?
Well, I think 10.
Okay, $10. Okay.
Yes.
And your nonprofit organization, so where exactly does the money go back to?
Goes right back into keeping this tradition alive. You know, it's like it's definitely goes right back into it, you know, into making this a bigger and better monthly experience for the whole town. And
could you break that down a bit more? Is the money going back? Do you have expenses, the hall, etc.?
Yes, we do. Well, hang on just a sec, Maureen. Just let me get my keys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at sponsors, so I'm all over the place here.
Just wondering exactly, like, you're a nonprofit organization, so you have expenses. You have to pay for the hall, I would imagine, and the food. And
yes, absolutely. And the band and the licenses and the, yes, it's very expensive. Every ticket, every meal, and every sponsorship go right back into keeping these traditions alive. But, yeah, we do have so many expenses. It's from, you know, the hall,
mm-hmm.
the entertainment, to, oh my goodness, the promotion to, I mean, it's endless. You know, it costs thousands a month just to put this up.
You have a nonprofit number?
Yes.
Okay.
We do. Mm-hmm. Licensed nonprofit. We have everything going on. So,
okay. Yeah. So there's the dance and the meal. Any other activities that go on?
Well, yes, there's raffles. You know, we're looking at getting line dancers for the instructors for the children. And we do have a kiddies corner where, we have activity books. We have face painting. We have something, anything that we can do to put a smile on a child's face, for the
mm-hmm.
afternoon.
Okay, that's good. So the next one is at Bulwer Community Center. What time of the day does it start?
It's 2 to 6.
Okay.
And, Saturday afternoon, October 4th.
Do you find that these events are getting more popular? Or?
Absolutely. The last one was really, we had a good crowd. And not only that, they're real country music lovers that want to give their children the experience of a live band and the community, the wonderful experience for the whole family. Like we said in the beginning there, it's not just music, it's a family event. It's a party for the whole town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're looking for sponsors and volunteers to help with these events. What kinds of support are you hoping to find?
As a nonprofit, so every bit of support goes right back into keeping these traditions alive, So sponsors can help by advertising their businesses through our events or even by purchasing something we came up with called a gift ticket package, and that's an affordable way to get involved for all businesses. They can give out, their employees, customers, or even distribute to schools or daycares, seniors, residences, or maybe a family in need, that otherwise couldn't come. But anyway, volunteers also are really important for helping set up the halls and serving food and greeting guests at the door. Every role makes a difference.
How much does it cost to be a sponsor?
Well, we have these gift ticket packages. So we start at $10, 10 tickets. So that's $150. And what it does is they could give it to their employees, these tickets, any way they want to get creative with it, to spread the word and just have their name out there associated with helping, CMA and the families in the community have a good time and just to help us grow, and
mm-hmm.
get some recognition. And also they're getting recognition by supporting their community and families in the community.
Okay. Now, where can listeners go to get more information or to get in touch with you? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. The easiest way, I guess, is through the website. It's www.countrymusicappreciation.com, or they can email us at countrymusicappreciation@gmail.com. We also have a phone number. It's 819-993-3626. And, of course, they'll find us on Facebook where we share updates about CMA and upcoming events.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You have something every month, usually?
We do. aiming for, yes, once a month, weather permitting on those dates. But, yeah, it should be, yeah. We'll just postpone it to another date or something. But once a month is absolutely, that's what we're gearing for.
Okay, and you have it in different towns in the townships?
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. We're having it at Bulwer right now. But our dream is to grow CMA beyond Bulwer and into a network of monthly family hoedowns across the townships, and eventually beyond that. One day, we'd love to build CMA, or Country Music Appreciation Barn. Or it's a permanent space with the dance hall, children's corner, music workshops, or maybe even retreats. But no matter how big we do grow, the heart will always stay the same. Reuniting families and strengthening communities one afternoon at a time.
Okay, and that is your dream for the future, I would imagine, for the next few years.
Yes, it is.
Okay, finally, as a performer yourself, what's your favorite part about looking out at a dance floor full of people enjoying the music?
That's the best part of all. When I look out and see generations dancing together, you know, grandparents, parents, and all kids sharing the same fun, you know, on the floor. It's when I know we're doing something really special and right, you know. Music brings people together in ways nothing else can, I believe. And seeing those smiles out there on the floor is what keeps me going. I was raised on Saturday Night Dances, and those are some of my most cherished memories of my whole life. And being able now to recreate that same experience for today's families, it feels like bringing my own memories full circle.
Anything else we left out, Bobby, before we go?
No, I think that's about it.
Well, thanks very much. We've been talking with Bobby D. She's the founder of Country Music Appreciation. Thanks very much, Bobby, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Back on their years and on their way to the ears. never one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
That was Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time dedicated to raising awareness about the most common cancer among Canadian women. About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. But early detection can make a big difference. That's why it's so important to know the signs, like changes in the size, shape, and feel of the breast, and to keep up with regular screenings and mammograms if you're in the recommended age group. Lifestyle choices can also help lower risk. Staying active, eating a balanced diet, limiting alcohol, and maintaining a healthy weight all play a role. This October, take a moment to talk to your healthcare provider about your risk factors and encourage the women in your life to do the same. Awareness and early action can save lives. I would like to thank my guest today, Jennifer Bauer, in the first part of today's show. Come and help Mental Health Estrie celebrate their 20th anniversary this Saturday, October 4th, from 1 to 4 p.m. No need to reserve, just drop in. This organization is so important in our community, and we are so fortunate to have all the services they provide. And in the second part of today's show, Bobby D. If you like country music, then come out and see what Country Music Appreciation is all about on October 4th at the Bulwer Community Center. Also, if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, we will announce the event for free. Just send me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com, and describe the event in a few sentences. Thanks for listening, everybody. And the Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday, and it will be up on our website later today under the Shows tab. We will close today's show with a song by Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody.
I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest, I
talking about